This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, I know what day it is today. What a miracle it is. It's a Thursday. We are almost towards the end of the week. I have an itchy nose. We'll get to that in a little while. We are going to discuss the strategy. What's at play here? I realize that there are two big stories that are governing everything in the media right now. The illegal that was sent to El Salvador and this horrible case of the young man who got stabbed in Frisco, Texas. I'm here to tell you, I believe I'm going to address both in kind of a different way tonight, a very different way. And then I don't know if we will return to the actual headlines of the day. We're going to bounce around a lot. We're going to talk a little bit about things like sneaking a turtle through TSA, Bernie Sanders flying on private jets, Trump saying he wants a lot of these illegals to come back after they self-deport. All that and a lot more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin with this one, though. It's actually an email because other people are being frustrated as well. The subject of this one is being too nice. Jesse, why are we spending so much time talking about this gang member in Maryland and trying to justify his existence? If we were a real nation, he'd be executed on public TV, sending the animals back home, does nothing. What's wrong with us? So, okay, so this guy's very, very upset about it. And Hakeem Jeffries, actually, minority leader, talked a little bit about, not necessarily this specifically, but in a roundabout way, talked about what's happening right now.
Part of our early strategy had to be to sue them as often as we could. And that's Democratic attorney generals like Tish James, who's doing a great job on our behalf.
Right.
And so we're going to continue to work with Tish James and the Democratic attorney generals and the civil rights groups and the democracy reform groups and the ACLU, all of whom I'm in regular.
Yeah. We got it. So I don't want to rehash a bunch of the things we've been talking about already. I want to do this in this way. Set aside your biases. I'll try to set aside my biases right now. It's a very, very good thing to be mission focused in life. Mission focused, right? That's a good thing. I have had in my life many times where I was mission focused, laser focused on something, whatever that something may be. Maybe it's a health thing. I want to get my cholesterol down. Maybe it's at work. I want to get promoted to sales manager. Whatever it may. Maybe it's in my personal life. I want to be closer with my sons or my wife. Mission focused. And I've had plenty of periods in my life where I kind of didn't. Lost, little listless, didn't really have something to sink my teeth into. And those are the periods of time in my life where I go sideways. I end up drinking too much or getting fat or just I'm just not, without a mission, I'm not where I should be in life, okay? People are like that. You're like that. I'm like that. Companies are like that. Countries are like that. Political parties are like that. The communists, to their credit, are mission focused at all times. And this is important for us to discuss because we are not. So here's how it works for them. When they have power, they simply destroy everything they possibly can because they have a mission. And that mission is to destroy everything they can. So they will, like a hungry wolf, they will look out at all the sheep, and they don't picture one. Well, maybe I'll eat a sheep if I come across one. They look at all of them, and they say, that one. Hey, let's go. That's Hollywood. Let's go. Let's make sure we trash every TV show. Do we have enough gay people? Let's get that one in there. Oh, the military. Yeah, let's get in there. Let's worm our way in the military. Barack Obama completely remade the FBI. Mission focused. Wow, we have a federal law enforcement arm. It'd sure be nice if that became the sword and shield of the Democrat Party. Boom, FBI, mission focused. They attack everything with a mission because they have a goal in mind, you see. They want to go somewhere. Now, the goal is horrible, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're not talking about the final goal. The point is they have one, and because they have a mission, then from there, everything becomes easier. Everything becomes more tangible, if you will. In this way, if you are, if your goal is to lose weight, you have a mission, right? You know what? Actually, I'll make it about me. I'll brag. I enjoy doing that. After my dad died 6 months ago, I was as unhealthy as I've ever been in my entire life. If it was bad food, I ate it. I was drinking too much. I was just really let myself go, and so I pulled a bad cholesterol number of 132. Doesn't matter what that is, but it's bad. Okay, it's not good. My bad cholesterol went through the roof. I got my blood work done, saw that number, and thought, okay, gosh, that's not going to work, especially for a family with a history of heart problems. I made that my mission. I'm going to get that down. Just found out my results today. The new ones are 77, from 132 to 77. Now, I'm actually not bragging. I'm making a point. How did that happen? Well, I had a goal in mind. Okay, you got fat, you got unhealthy, you got this. So, hey, I'm going to go home tonight. I think I'll stop and grab a beer. Nope, violates the mission. I think I'm going to have my fourth pizza of the day. Nope, violates the mission. I think I'm feeling lazy, don't want to work out. Nope, get your butt in the gym, get your pack on, get whatever. Get up. You have a mission. The communists in this country have a mission. When they have the power, they'll destroy everything they can, but they don't set aside their mission or ignore their mission when they lose power. The mission's still the mission. Whether you have the House, the Senate, the presidency or not, the mission remains. And because the mission remains, they will always find a new way to attempt to accomplish that mission. Why are we still hand-wringing for 3 weeks about a Maryland man? About the illegal, why? Because they understand now that we don't have power, because the mission remains, the destruction of America remains the mission, what we must do at every turn, whether it's with the courts, whether it's in the House, in the Senate, whether it's in the media, whether it's in Hollywood, whatever we do, because the mission remains, we have to stop them from stopping us. That is the mission. The mission is stop them from stopping us. And so everything becomes about that.
Part of our early strategy had to be to sue them as often as we could. And that's Democratic attorney generals like Tish James, who's doing a great.
Now, that's bad. Okay. But applaud them for being mission focused. The real bad of it, though, is that we are not. Because we don't think in terms of it being a competition the way they do. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about most of the right in general. Yes, we're patriotic and we want this or we want that. But we don't treat our political war, we don't treat it as an ongoing competition where there will be only one winner. We don't. And so whether we're in power, whether we're out of power, how many times did you hear me scream? How many times did you scream when the Biden administration was doing some of the most evil things in the history of this country? They had the Federal Bureau of Investigation walking through parking lots of school board meetings, jotting down the license plates of moms who didn't want their kids learning to be gay in school, and putting these moms on the domestic terrorist list. That's how evil Democrats are. How many times did we scream at the GOP in the House? Because remember, we took back the House. Why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you defunding it? The GOP not only refused to defund any of that stuff, some of them actually would loudly brag about it. Guys like Senator John Cornyn would still defend the FBI to their dying breath. Ken Buck, as he was retiring, I love the FBI. I think you guys do great work. Not mission focused. And if we were more mission focused, we would have fewer traitors on our side. We spray out and spread in all different directions, or we get complacent. They are never complacent because the revolution is all the time. All the time. Chris, is that the... Did it just get here? Is that what I saw? Oh. Something just arrived during the segment. I have quite an exciting announcement to make for the Jesse Kelly Show, and I will make it next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I forgot to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours on Friday dedicated to you and your questions. Now, something arrived during my last segment to the studio. Drum roll, please. That's me doing my hand thing. I know it sounds professional, but that's actually my hands on the desk. We got our Pam Bondi media appearance counter. Actually, it's just a whiteboard with some erasable marker, but it's already been placed behind me. And there are two different sides. On one side, media appearances. On the other side, government arrests. Arrests of government employees. Now, that's the good news. The good news is the board is here. The bad news is there are two notches on the media appearance side and still no notches on the government arrest side. But hey, anyway, here she was on Fox News.
ICE declared him as a member of MS-13. The police officers, the gang unit, declared him as a member of MS-13. And also, they independently went to a reliable, confidential informant who said, not only is he a member of MS-13, he gave them the click, the Westerns, and he was called a Chiqueo, which is one of the higher-ranking MS-13 members. So they...
Wow. Thanks, Pam. That's pretty great. That's pretty great. I feel safer now. I feel safer now. And everyone watching Fox News last night, they feel safer too. Anyway, where are the government arrests? All right, we'll set that aside. Let's do some emails. Dear Jesse, what is Jerome Powell's problem? The guy is an idiot. Okay, so why hasn't Trump fired him yet? The guy's mad. So there's been a dust up with Jerome Powell and Donald Trump. You know who Jerome Powell is? He's the head of the Federal Reserve. So without getting too deep in the economic weeds, let's just talk about this. The Federal Reserve is something that shouldn't exist, but we'll get that. We'll set that aside. The Federal Reserve does exist. The Federal Reserve sets interest rates. The Federal Reserve handles really monetary policy in the United States of America. All right? Jerome Powell is supposed to be nonpartisan, but I think you understand how this works, but let's talk about it. Jerome Powell exists to protect the big shots. And you can argue, as horrible as this is going to sound, that he better protect the big shots, because this is what I mean. We have this very crooked system here in America, this gangster capitalist system. It's not capitalism. It's not free markets. It's gangster capitalism, where we have over time slowly but shifted the American economy into the hands of just the major, major, major Fortune 500 companies. And our politicians on both sides, our policy is all aimed at them. We want to protect and reward the big banks. So if this bank, for instance, gets a little over-leveraged, screws everything up, the federal government will step in, gut it, and hand all their business to Morgan Stanley or something like that. That's how the United States economy runs now. And so the major companies, they really are huge portions of the economy. It shouldn't be this way, by the way, but that's how it operates. And Jerome Powell operates as their protector. As the Federal Reserve Chairman, he comes from that world and he wants to protect that world. And what that world wants, that world is a huge part of the system. What that world wants is everything to stay as it is, because this horribly corrupt, crooked system we have, this global economic system, it's been built by them and for them. They built a financial system that is for them. Now, it doesn't matter that it's bad for the country and bad for a lot of Americans. It works really well for them. And let's remember what we're talking about here. Let's make this, you know, personal. What does that mean? It works well for them. Well, you know the kind of money these guys make? And the kind of lives these guys live? They live lives that are far greater than the lives of an Egyptian pharaoh, a Roman Caesar. Their lives are all private jets and mansions and five-star hotels. And look, you make inhuman amounts of money when you work in that sector, and then you get these huge bonuses at the end of the... And look, their life is luxurious and wonderful. And making sure the apple cart doesn't get upset, well, that's critically important to them. Donald Trump, what he's trying to do by shaking up global trade, whether you agree with it or not, all the tariff stuff, the protectionist stuff, what it threatens is the way things have been. I didn't say that guarantees the way we're going is good, but it very much threatens the way things have been. And so Jerome Powell comes out and he makes some comments about this is dangerous. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Well, Donald Trump has a role to play here too. Obviously, as president, he doesn't want confidence to go down. He doesn't want these negative terms. So now Trump drops this little statement in the White House today, Oval Office. I could get rid of this is a few hours ago. I could get rid of him if I wanted to, that kind of a thing. I don't know how much longer Jerome Powell will be there. I'll put it to you that way. Anyway, do you want to understand how capitalism is supposed to work a little bit better? It can be confusing. Free markets, I don't understand. Hillsdale will teach you about that for free. You know that. Hillsdale now has a free 7-lecture series called Understanding Capitalism. Hillsdale takes these incredible online courses and they give them out for free. If you want to know about the ancient Christian church, that one is so fascinating. So fascinating. Highly recommend it. You want to learn about free markets and capitalism, why it's important, profit and loss, and why they have a role. Hillsdale will teach you and the people you love at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. There is no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Go. It's something great to do for the weekend. All right. Now let's talk about the system of lies. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. About to get to some emails. I want to talk about some lies really quickly, though, because there are lies that get ingrained in us. And we have to be careful of ever accepting them. One of them that we're going to dig into here really quickly is the concept of power. Energy, I mean. Affordable energy. Talking about the light switches. Talking about your car. I'm talking energy. First, let's remember. Access to mass quantities of affordable energy, that is the reason technology has advanced so fast in the last couple hundred years. That is the main difference. Like when you look at all of human history, if you're stepping way back from it and you look at this timeline, and then you look at just the past, 100 years, 200 years, it's like there's this unbelievable acceleration. Unbelievable acceleration. When you look at how much technology changed from the year 1500 to the year 1700, it advanced, it changed. There's no question about that. But is it that much? Go look at a ship from the year 1500. Then look at a ship from the year 1700. That's a great place to start. Will you see differences? Sure. Not that many. Then go look at the difference between 1850 and 1950. Look at the difference. Why? What's the explanation for that? There was a book out there I read a long time ago, very short book. Who knows? I hope it doesn't suck. I thought it was interesting at the time. What was it called? 5,000 Year Leap? Chris, make sure that's a book. I read it a long time ago. 5,000 Year Leap. It's kind of about this concept, right? How did that happen? What did energy? Energy, the fact that we can power things. Well, there's a headline here. Power outages. This is about Michigan. Power outages are so bad in Whitmer's, Michigan. U.S. Rep. Haley Stevens wants to create government loan program for sufferers. The United States of America. Here inside the borders of the United States of America. No matter where you are. Whether you're in the Continental 48, listening in Hawaii, listening in Alaska. We not only have the technology, we have the resources to produce unending amounts of energy, and it should be dirt cheap. Maybe you're happy with your power bill. Maybe you're upset with your power bill. But I'm here to tell you, no matter which state you live in, your power bill is 2 to 3 times, if not more, more expensive than it actually should be. Because we have all the resources here too. Coal, we got it. Natural gas, we got it. Gas or oil, we have everything. All of it. The ability to produce nuclear, we have it. So I just wanted to bring this up to explain this lie that the left tells you. And they're already saying it. You hear it in California all the time. That brownouts and blackouts, that's just kind of how things are. That, well, what we need is a government subsidy. What we did, no. What has happened is there has been an ongoing, focused effort to destroy progress, to destroy prosperity by America's communists, by America's Democrat Party. The GOP has been too weak to fight back against it, and it has been a multi-decade-long effort to artificially decrease your access to affordable energy. And now we live in a place where states like California, the fifth largest economy in the world, if it was its own country, now have brownouts and blackouts. My state, Texas, I'm not just picking on poor California. My state in Texas has had multiple famous power outages in recent years. People lost power here. We lost power there. We sit on an ocean of oil. And we are running out of power. And what politicians really on every side will try to tell you now is that this is the way things are, or that maybe we just need a subsidy here, or what we need is there. This is part of the system of lies that gets cemented into people's minds and hearts in this country. Anywhere you are, if there is ever a moment where you turn on the lights and they don't come on, it better be because a tree fell on a power line. If it's for any other reason, it's because there has been a focused effort to destroy America's prosperity. That is a fact. So Michigan, Texas, California, New York, Montana, Florida, wherever you happen to be, you pay too much for your power, and you should never, ever, ever run out of it. Ever. That should not be a thing that happens. Speaking of the system of lies, let's talk about this. Poll, Americans don't want illegal aliens voting in elections. Huh. Headline, several Democrats can't answer why they want non-citizens to vote in elections. This is one of the huge lies that is happening right now in this country. Democrats, they know exactly why they want non-citizens voting in the election. They know exactly why they want the MS-13 gang member brought back to the country. The point is, they can't be honest with you about that. Democrats want illegals in the country for two gigantic reasons. both of them equally important. Reason number one is they want illegals brought into their districts. The illegals will be counted in the census because this country is suicidal and insane. Therefore, the Democrats in that district will not be redistricted out of their district. So it's about power. Bring in the illegals. I get to count them as voters. It's about power. That's the first reason. They want them voting. They want them in the districts. They want them counted in the census. The second benefit to the mass importation of foreigners is you not only water down the patriotic citizens who currently exist in this country, that's one, but two, you get an increase in crime. And this is something that people get confused because, yes, I am finally going to address, I swear, for the final time, this awful stabbing that nobody will shut up about in Frisco, Texas. Why do the communists love violent crime? Well, I've used this example before. If, let's say you have a good, solid family, dad, mom, kids, whatever your role happens to be in that, even if you don't, just imagine that you do. Dad, mom, kids, loving home, good home. Let's say I'm a very, very evil person who wants that family broken up. I want dad fighting with mom, mom fighting with the kids rebelling, disaster. Let's say I want that. Well, that's difficult. It's very difficult to break up a cohesive unit in that way. But introducing some form of chaos or violence can really, really move me along in my goal for breaking that family up. If I take that wonderful family home and I introduce into that home a very, very violent pit bull. Hey, here's a new dog for you. A fully grown violent pit bull. He eats the furniture. He bites the kids. He bites the dad. He bites the mom. He bites the neighbor. He's a disaster. Now, will that pit bull alone break up the family? Of course not. Will that family stay as unified and cohesive with the violent pit bull tearing through everything? Or will that cause angst? Will that cause fractures and friction inside of the home? Well, of course it's going to cause friction. That's why communists love street violence. It creates fractions and cracks in society. That's how I want to put it. Cracks. Cracks. If you picture society as a big boulder, I wrote about this in the book. If you picture society as a big boulder the size of a semi-truck and you think to yourself nothing could ever break it, you'd pretty much be right, except one day you'll walk through the mountains and you'll see that boulder has been shattered very neatly. What happened? Cracks formed. Water got into those cracks. It froze. Pow! Boulder, no matter how big it is, shattered. That's why they introduce violent criminals into your society. That's why they love them in your society. All right? All right. Let's do some emails. Hey, Professor Jesse, I agree with you 100% on the plural of attorney general. It's far more sensible to be attorney generals. Anyway, I'm far more confident and assertive since I've been taking chalk. I'm pumped. I'm all pumped over your pending history lesson on Alexander the Great. Says his name is John. Yes, I don't know when that's coming. Hey, don't get your hopes up and think that's coming on Monday. I have a lot of work to do, and I don't know if I'm not going to do it till I can do it right, okay? The next one, as I promised, I let you choose, will be the Alexander the Great. I will do a kamikaze one sometime after that. In the meantime, you better get your T levels up for that, because that's just going to be just nothing but testosterone and war and all kinds of craziness, and Chalk's here to help you. Get a male vitality stack in your blood, gentlemen. Ladies, a female vitality stack for you. Natural herbal supplements of the highest quality will have you full of pep and energy at all times. No more afternoon cups of coffee needed. No more late naps needed. You just feel good all the time. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Do not forget to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com and get them in now. They're already starting to stack up. Master Shed Builder. Producer Chris is railing on Twitter about the tipping business tonight. His people are cheap, but they have a valid point on this issue. Where do you draw the line on tipping? Every business has their hand out for a tip now. If I buy a cookie from a teenager, am I a bad person for not wanting to give a tip, even though... Okay. So, I don't know that I'm about to give a good answer on this because it's going to sound like I'm all over the place, which I kind of am all over the place. I'm just going to pour out my heart to you in the most honest way, and here it is, okay? I am aware of two things right now. There are two things when it comes to all this tipping stuff. One, working people, normal people, maybe this is you, are having a really hard time making ends meet right now. That has not changed. We talked about it all the time during Biden. It hasn't changed now. Savings are being drained. Credit cards, people are maxing them out. It's bad. These are indications that normal people are struggling to get by. Combine that with this. I am not. I have struggled to get by a bunch in my life, but now that I'm blessed to have a radio show I don't deserve, and it got gigantic and blew up everywhere, and now it's national and everything, I am not struggling financially anymore. I will not say that it makes me feel guilty or something like that, because it doesn't, but it does make me feel obligated to help in whatever tiny ways I can help. I was always a good tipper. Restaurants, I was always 25% guy, 20-25% guy. I have tried to make a focused effort to be even better than that when the circumstances arise. Not because I'm a good person, just because I feel obligated to help when I'm doing well and other people are not right now. Now, I do combine that with this. I do not like, as you are well aware, I do not like to be forced to do things. And maybe you're rolling your eyes and saying, yeah, nobody does. That's not true at all. Lots of people love to be forced. People, about half the people out there love to be told what to do, told what to say. That half of the people on this planet are born slaves. They are. And then there's people like you who are not. I do not like to be told what to do. In fact, I just did it to someone the other day. The quickest way you can guarantee that I will never talk about what you want to talk about is to demand I talk about it. Somebody had asked me something about Florida or something. Jess, you won't even talk about it on your show. And I just told him immediately, yep, well, now I never will, ever. Now you could pull my fingernails out and I won't ever bring it up. I don't like to be controlled. This new system where you force me to tip, if you force me to tip where the restaurant automatically puts it in, hey, there's an automatic 15% charge, whatever the number is. If there is an automatic charge, an automatic tip, you will not get a single penny more from me. Period. End of story. I don't care if the number is 5%. If you force me to tip, I'm out. I will not tip a dime more. Stop forcing me to do things. Stop forcing me to do that stuff. That's one. Two. There is a rule that I do not follow outright, but I'm warming up to it. And the rule, it's not mine, it's other people's. You've probably heard it before. If I order and receive my food standing up, you're not getting a tip. Meaning, if I walk up to the counter and I order my food, and then you turn around and you grab my food and you hand it to me at the counter, well, I'm not tipping anymore. Now, I don't do that. I'll be honest with you. If it's like a to-go situation, if we're stopping by Applebee's for some chicken fajita roll-ups or something like that, I know those to-go people do work hard because they have to package stuff up. They do things. So I do tip them. Here is the problem, as I brought it up before. Everyone is being squeezed, and so everyone is grabbing more. We're making about waiters. Waitresses are being squeezed. They're trying to make ends meet too. Because people aren't doing as well, people are tipping less, so they're not making as much money, which is why they actually support the forced tipping. But the customer's in the exact same boat. You want to go out to dinner with your husband, with your wife, with your kids, or something like that. You want to go out to dinner, but you don't have as much money as you used to have. It doesn't go as far. So you can't tip as much, and so you don't want to tip as much, and so you're being squeezed. The customer's squeezed. The waitress is squeezed. The business owner is squeezed. You remember, these restaurants, they have to pay for the food before they charge you for the food. They have to pay for it. They bring it in. They have to pay someone to prepare it. Then they have to deliver it to your table. And after paying all that and paying for the food, they have to figure out a way to charge you enough for it where they can keep the lights on, pay everybody, pay for more food, and then, Lord willing, take home some profit so they can go out to dinner one day. They're being squeezed. Food costs are going up. They don't want to charge you a dollar a chicken wing now. Chicken prices have gone up. So now you order a dozen chicken wings and you get a bill for it and it's $22 and you lose your mind. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? I do the same thing. What, $22 for a dozen chicken wings? You know what I'm talking about. Everyone's being squeezed. I can't guide you on where to tip or where not to tip. I will say, if you can't afford to tip something to the waitress, don't go out to eat. She deserves to be tipped something. He deserves to be tipped something. They work really hard. That doesn't mean you have to throw on a $5 tip every single place you go. When you walk up and order some nachos at a baseball game and they turn around and squirt some of that delicious Rico's cheese in a plastic tray and hand you the chips, no, you're not obligated to float that guy a couple bucks. No, you're not. Just be, whether you are the waitress or the customer or the restaurant owner, just be mindful of the fact everyone, top to bottom, everyone is being squeezed right now, and everyone feels squeezed right now. All right? All right. Now, I am going to, for the last time in a long time, maybe forever, I'm finally going to seriously address this situation of the stabbing in Frisco, Texas, where the black kid stabbed the white kid's dead, and now it's this whole race war thing. Let's talk about it and offend everyone. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.